Blog Talk Radio. Design show. We have a very, very interesting show lineup this evening. We have a fantastic guest that's going to be joining us here shortly. But before we get to our guest, I want to make a couple of announcements. I would like to make sure that all of my listeners in the Indianapolis, Indiana area are aware of the upcoming event on Friday, May 13th. And Saturday, May 14th, for the Stewart and Associates Speaker Series. Now, this speaker series is a fantastic series. And every 3 months, we feature a celebrity speaker in the Indianapolis area. And it's just been a phenomenal event. Every time we have a speaker come, it's just a wonderful event. And we just celebrated our 25th anniversary, Stewart and Associates. I am on the executive board. And we're going to be featuring Hill Harper on the 13th and 14th of May in Indianapolis. Now, on Friday the 13th, it's going to be at the Madam Walker Theater. And all of this information is on my website. So if you need specific details on a location, how to get there, pricing, tickets, how to get your tickets, and all of this information, it's on my website. On Saturday the 14th, we're going to have a youth empowerment workshop featuring Hill Harper as the keynote speaker. And then after that, we're going to break out into sessions for the boys, the girls, and the parents. And we highly encourage you to attend both events. If you have to just attend one, then I would definitely recommend the workshop, because you're going to get a hands-on opportunity to interact with this celebrity and have some carry-away documents. And for all the first 200 people who sign up for the workshop will receive a free copy of Hill Harper's book. And he actually has two books. The girls will receive a copy of Letters to a Young Sister, and the boys will receive a copy of Letters to a Young Brother. So this is a phenomenal opportunity, and the pricing is very reasonable, $20, very reasonable. So I highly recommend that you check out my website, www.chollowayhill.com. Go to the media page and or the calendar page, and there's information there about that. So don't miss those events. Now, our guest this evening, oh my goodness, this is a fantastic topic, and I am so excited, and I can't wait to get into this discussion. I don't even think I'm going to try to pronounce this gentleman's last name. His first name is Bob. I'll tell you that much. And I will let him pronounce his last name when he comes on the air. But Bob is very, very proficient in the area of DNA and mind predisposition. And I am very excited to have this discussion brought to our listeners, because I have never had an author, a researcher, speaker, and consultant, which is what he is, to talk about this phenomenon. I think it's remarkable, and I can't wait to get him on the line to find out a little bit more about it. So with that, I am going to go ahead and bring Bob on the line. Bob, are you there? Can you hear me?
Ms. Hill, good afternoon or good evening to your listeners. First of all, Ms. Hill, I'm so excited to be on your show.
Well, and I'm excited to have you.
I just want to say something first. I am honored and privileged to be on your show, Living by Design. And yes, as you will see today, that no success ever happens by accident. All success happened by design, either through trials, errors, and by failures. But this is the great news for all of us today, Ms. Hill. Today we're going to learn that living by design is not left to errors, trials, or failures anymore. Living by design from now onwards is going to be based on your own personalized DNA success formula or blueprint. So that's why I'm so excited, and thanks for asking me to be on your show.
Absolutely. Now, Bob, one quick little question. Can you pronounce your last name for our listeners?
It's Ainu'u, and the last part of my last name is Afamasanga.
Amazing. Now, where are you from?
Basically, just a little bit background about myself, Michelle. I'm the eighth child of 14 kids, nine boys, five girls. In 1979, basically, I left Samoa for a medical scholarship at the University of Wisconsin to pursue medicine. In my first year of freshman, I took some general requirement classes, political science and also psychology. I got an F in psychology and also a D in political science. Then I realized that this is what I need to focus my energy on. So for the next 4 years, I was trying to improve the field of psychology and also the field of political science. I ended up graduating with a degree in political science, criminal justice, and a minor in psychology. Then I basically joined the Air Force after that. In the Air Force, I received a master's in science and administrations in 1989. I was also accepted to a doctorate of business administration in Nova Eastern University in Florida, and also winning a commission. At that moment of my life, I decided I'm missing something. I left Samoa in 1979 to pursue medicine and specialize in the brain, and here I am pursuing a opposite field of study. So I left the military to pursue my passion, which was the brain. Ms. Hill, do you want me to talk some more about a little bit about my background, or you want to ask some other questions?
Well, actually, Bob, I'm very excited about this topic tonight, and I'd like to just jump straight into the DNA and mind predisposition that you have studied and researched. And, yeah, that sounds very interesting to me, and I know what DNA is. DNA is our genetic marker.
Yes.
Genetic behavior, and you know, everything is in genetic background. So talk a little bit about how the DNA and that mind predisposition, how it applies to our success, and what can we do to enhance our success opportunities.
Fantastic. Basically, as you already mentioned, that the DNA basically is our genetic information. And as you know, in order for us to understand how success is related to the DNA and the mind, we have to look at the relationship between the DNA and how it basically make build who we are. And what we have found is that there's a correlation between the brain and also the DNA. The DNA is made of four chemical bases called guanine, cytosine, adenine, and thymine. And those four letters also parallels the four subcomponents of the brain: the left hemisphere, right hemisphere, the cerebellum, and also the limbic brain. So those two, one, the DNA is your brain at the micro level. The brain is the DNA at the cellular level or the macro level. So how is this related to your success? As you already know, Ms. Hill, is that the coding DNA, the last four letters of the fourth letter of the DNA always turns off, so you only have the first three letters. And that parallels also to the brain. The four subcomponents of the brain, this is what I always tell people to test for themselves this discovery. There are four components of the brain: left, right, cerebellum, and also limbic brain. I ask everybody, arrange that as many as you can to see what's the maximum combinations you can come out with. And nobody has ever come out more than 24. So there are actually 24 success formula within each person. But this is the key. Each one of us has one of those subbrain as a dominant. For example, some of us have the left hemisphere as a dominant subbrain. Some of us, the right hemisphere is a dominant subbrain. And some of us is the cerebellum. And some of us is the limbic brain. So depending on which is the dominant subbrain in you, that dictates your strength. But then again, you have to look at the last combinations of your brain. So each one of us has one of those 24 combinations within ourselves. Is everybody following me in this, Ms. Hill?
That's very, very interesting, Bob. What I'd like to know, though, is based on what you're explaining, your DNA and mind predisposition and your composition and how the brain is wired and structured, how can that be applied, or how can our listeners understand that from a layperson's terms to incorporate the principles they need to incorporate it in their life so that they can be successful and accomplish their goals? Because this is very, very interesting information, and I want to make sure that everyone actually is up to par and up to speed on exactly where you're going with this. And I know you're a research scientist, so I know you are deeply, heavily into this. But how can they apply these principles to their lives so that they can unlock their genetic code and their DNA so that they can know how to apply
Yes. This is what we'll do today, Michelle. I will send you basically a zip file that contains a questionnaire that will discover your listener's genetic formula. And inside this also, the zip file will be include one of my books called The Success Genomics, or 24 Mind and DNA. So everybody needs to get on your website. As soon as we're done talking, I'm going to email you this basically this zip file that contains two books. One is the questionnaire, and two is also the booklet that explains the questionnaire. So this is what happened. When your listeners will take this short questionnaire, it will take about 5 minutes, they will discover how their mind works. In fact, they have discovered their own DNA formula, because it's all given there. I've already designed a table that contains the results of the mind and the DNA and how to interpret the results. So once when your listener take this questionnaire, they discover the results, and also it will tell them exactly what intelligence in that specific component of their brain. Let's say after you take the questionnaire and it says that you're right brain dominant, what that means, your strength would be in musical, spatial, social skills, and also spiritual. Let's say you're left brain dominant, then your strength will be in the mathematical, logical, linguistic. So once when your listeners discover this formula, then they will discover their intelligence, their learning skills. Also, I'm going to include also a book that basically includes over 600 jobs that was categorized by the Department of Labor. And they themselves, it's already been categorized based on your dominant brain components. So it's as soon as your listeners discover their DNA formula, they look in this book, it will tell them exactly what jobs they need to basically pursue based on their DNA, what intelligence that they are dominant, that they should pursue classes to basically enhance that, and also what skills and talents they have. And another thing I included also is the dieting part of the success formula. Because if you don't eat right, no matter how much you try to better yourself, but you will destroy your health. Also, I included that also. As part of discovering your DNA formula, these are the things that will help you. One, intelligence. Two, your personality. Three, your social, three, learning skills. Four, and also your genetic, what I call genetic food plan, or DNA food that's best for you, basically to build and make your body healthy. So that's something that we will do today, Monsieur. I promise you, as soon as we're done talking, I'll email you a zip file that contains those and have your listener go to your website and download that zip file. Open it up, follow the instructions. It will only take 5 minutes to discover their own success formula for the intelligence, again, for their health, again, for job skills, and whatever that will basically drive them to their own natural success. And this is the summary. Each one of us is born with an innate talents and skills.
That's correct.
But there's never been a method to discover to bring that innate talents and skills inside each one of us. This is for the first time a tool has been available to anybody, now through you, Ms. Hill, so that your listener will be the first group of people to have access to this information. And I'm very, very excited, like I said, that you asked that question. How would people apply this today? It's very simple. Again,
exactly.
Go to your website, download information, and follow the instructions.
Right. Okay, Bob, great. Now, I am going to go to the phone lines quickly here and just take a quick question from area code 804. Area code 804, do you have a question?
Yes, fascinating discussion. I'm disabled, and I'm trying to get information out to the masses, and I'm hoping that the gentleman may take an interest. I've taught my mind to think in unlimited terms, and I am a creative, intelligent force, and I can take over opportunities anywhere in the world and create them where none existed. And everyone has this ability, but they don't know how to think in the way that I'm thinking. And I'm wondering if you might take an interest in that.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely, sir. I can tell just listening to you that you what is
well, called? Well, you know, I tell you one thing we can do to speed the discussion up, because we only have about 15 minutes or 12 minutes actually left in the show. So, caller, if you will email Bob
That's
directly.
My problem.
Bob,
I'm
why
disabled.
Don't you get...
I don't have email, but if you can if you can give him my phone number. And also there's a blog.
I have your phone number. Don't give out your number on the air, Sarah. I have your phone number, and I will make sure that Bob gets your contact information and your phone. What's your name, sir?
My name is Hugh, H-U-G-H.
Hugh, that's great. Hugh, we will have Bob contact you directly and make sure that you guys get connected. And whatever you can do to work together, I would absolutely be thrilled about that. Is that good?
Oh, we'll come back on and have a wonderful show.
Yes.
Excellent. Sounds like a plan. Thank you so much, Hugh.
Thank you so much.
I'm going to keep you on. I'm just going to mute your mic, okay?
Thank you again.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay, Bob. Now, I have a question I want to ask you in the final 10 minutes of the show. How does your test compare with the personality profile tests that are on the market, such as the Myers-Briggs,
awesome.
The DISC profile? How does it compare with that?
You're awesome, Ms. Hill. Basically, what I have done, I have taken the Myers-Briggs, I've taken all personality questionnaires and organized them under how each mind or how each DNA works. So instead of just a generalization of the results, for example, if you're taking the Myers-Briggs, you would just say, okay, this is your behavior, your executive, your DISC is this. There's no specific part of basically saying, oh, that's how your left brain works. That's how your right brain works. So the difference is that every psychological profile, whether it's the Myers-Briggs, whether it's various other profile sets out there, it's just a generalization. Nobody has ever basically dissect each one of those questionnaires and the Myers-Briggs and move it to the brain level and finally to the DNA level. So that's pretty much what's the survey that everybody will be seeing is the basically reorganizations of the Myers-Briggs and all psychological profile based on how the brain works in the DNA. And within 5 minutes, they can discover their own specific DNA formula and the brain formula, because like I mentioned earlier, the brain is just your DNA at the micro level. The DNA is your brain at the macro level. One is the other. So basically, to answer your question directly, Michelle, I've taken all those surveys, psychological profile survey, to the next level, to the DNA level. No more guesswork.
Gotcha. So you're actually skipping over the behavioral, the personality, because your behavior traits and your personality, they all stem from your brain and your DNA makeup and all that anyway. So you're basically just skipping over that portion of it and going straight to your DNA to develop or discover
exactly
what it is that you need to do to be successful. Okay, got it.
Exactly. Going directly to the source. Because knowing your own DNA formula, once when we're moving to this new trend where when you get sick, you go see a doctor, the doctor will ask you, okay, what's your DNA formula? The moment they look at your DNA formula, they'll know exactly what medical predisposition you have, what
correct
social predisposition you have. So it's so, so important to know your DNA success formula.
That's great. That's great. You're right, because based on your DNA, the doctor will be able to tell if you have a predisposition for cancer or heart disease or all these things.
Exactly.
Yes, absolutely.
Exactly.
So then so we can do the same thing with our DNA to determine if we are predisposed to a specific gift, talent, like you say, whatever your interpretative results are, you will
yes
be able to know if you will be better in this industry versus that industry, this
yes
job versus that job. It'll help you discover what your gifts and talents are, which is exactly
yes
what this show is about. We
yes
talk about living by design, by your own design. And
yes
you out there listening, you know that there have been many times where you're excited and thrilled and passionate about doing one particular task, and then there may be another task that you absolutely just hate. So this is great information, because it explains why you get so motivated and energized by doing one thing versus
exactly
being depressed and you know, horribly just stigmatized by doing another thing. So
exactly
this is really good, Bob. Now, make sure, as Bob stated, you go to my website and go to the radio page, because I'm going to have this test, this questionnaire, posted within about 15 minutes after the show is over. So I want to make sure everyone has an opportunity to take this questionnaire and find out what your specific DNA mind predisposition is. So Bob, just go ahead and tell us, you know, as we come up on the last 5 minutes of the show, once they get their results, how do they interpret their results? Will they get a report that says, you know, based on your DNA profile,
mm-hmm,
these
know,
are the specific gifts and talents that are more likely that live in you or are you know, likely to be inhabited inside of you?
You know, Ms. Hill, that is the most exciting thing about this whole program. Everything you need to interpret your results, it's all in the book.
Excellent.
So whether it's in fact, it'll tell you exactly this. If this is your DNA success formula, then this is what you need to look for. Look for A, B, C. It's all in that book. The jobs, the directions of your personality profile, everything you need, even the various types of a food plan, the various diet programs that people are trying to decide. If it's a South Beach diet, it's good for them. If it's Atkins, everything, Ms. Hill, is in this package.
That's
it's
great.
All, it's very, very self-explanatory. As long as people take some time, it takes 5 minutes to take the questionnaire, then the interpretations in the book, and follow step by step.
Now, let me ask you this question, Bob. Will
yeah
this DNA marker or this DNA mind predisposition questionnaire also give them an idea of whether or not they're predisposed to mental illnesses like depression,
yes,
anxiety,
yes,
schizophrenia,
yes, exactly,
bipolar
yes
disease?
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. In fact, there's a whole section on that where I basically mentioned that if this is your DNA formula, these are your predispositions based on your chromosomes that govern that DNA formula. Then it'll list all kinds of form of mental disorders and all of that you'll be disposed to. But you can avoid those if you follow certain things like your diet, exercise, and all of that. See, as you mentioned, that these are just predispositions. It's not what you're going to get. It's things
right
that you'll be disposed to if you don't take care of yourself.
That's why this DNA
movement is so important. Why we are fighting all kinds of diseases, whether it's mental illness, obesity, you name it. The answer is in your own personalized DNA mind formula. Now your listeners will have access to it.
And this is fantastic, and I totally agree because I know I am predisposed to type 2 diabetes because it's all over my family. It's everywhere in my family. However, I know I take the time to investigate what it takes to prevent that and keep me in a healthy state so that I don't acquire that disease because I know it's very there's a high likelihood that a high probability that I could get that disease. So I'm very excited about this information. And again, listeners, please go to my website www.chollowayhill. That's chollowayhill.com. And I am going to have that information available on the media page, which has all of my radio guest information, all of my media information, and it's going to be right there for you to download, right there for you to use at your disposal. So you will have everything you need. We talk on this show a lot. We just finished our 12-week on-air coaching session, and the most important thing that we first talked about was your mindset, and understanding what you're passionate about. And this DNA questionnaire is going to help you to discover, smack right off the bat, what you're passionate about, because that is the top question that I come up against with new coaching clients. I don't know what I'm passionate about. I don't know how to discover my passion.
Yes.
So this is going to give you the answer.
Exactly.
This is the answer
exactly.
that you've been looking for. So, Bob, we want to thank you so much. We're coming up on our last 2 minutes of the show, so I'm going to ask you for some final comments for our listeners. You have been a wealth of knowledge, and we really appreciate it. So give us some good closing remarks.
Closing remarks. Just remember this, everybody. Each one of you was born to be somebody, and somebody needs to be unlocked by only you. Only you have that key to open that. And like this show is living by design. No success happens by accident. Every success happens by design. Thank you for having me on the show.
Thank you very much. And then I have to sanction that we all have a lock. We all have a lock. And only you have the key to your lock. And I do believe that if you do the necessary tasks that it takes and you do the necessary investigative assessment that's required to determine what your success formula is, you will accomplish your goals.
Yes.
And you will have a life of fulfillment and abundance. And that's what we're all about on the Living by Design show, having a life of fulfillment and abundance. So, again, thank you so much. Thank you for our caller who dialed in. Thank you to all the people who
yes.
are in the chat room. My goodness, I'm really excited about that. And we are going to sign off for now. Bob, again, thank you. I will look for that information to post up on my website. Good night, everyone. We
Good
are
night.
Signing
thank
off.
You,
for, yes, thank you. We are signing off from Living by Design, and we will see you same time next week here on the Living
yes.
by Design show. Good night,
thank
everyone.
You. Good night. Bye-bye.